Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, isn't it a grand and glorious thrill to hear the family praise a special dinner of yours? Of course it is. And you can bet that compliments will come fast and furious every time you serve Kroger quality beef. What a tasty treat. Tender? Yes, ma'am. Delicious? Yes, sirree. Why, it's just brimming with flavory rich juices, with delicious tenderness. Just think what a wonderful thrill it'll be for you to surprise your family with a thick, juicy steak, or a crusty brown roast of beef. Or perhaps the folks at your house go for savory beef stew, or boiled beef with horseradish. Well, no matter which main dish you choose, you'll find the delightful goodness of Kroger quality beef will please the entire family. Remember, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is it the best grade of beef available, it's also priced for real thrift. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's deliciously tasty and tender, and it's available now at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Against all advice to the contrary, Penny Gibbs has reported the missing $2,000 to her employer, Carrie Carlton. The aged woman took the news much too calmly. And later, as Penny prepares to leave home for her appointment with a mysterious man, she says to young Nora Williams...
Nora?
Yes, Miss Gibbs?
If Johnny, Keith, and Freddie gets here before I come back, tell them I won't need the money.
You won't, Miss Gibbs?
Mm-mm.
You mean Mrs. Carlton gave you the money herself?
No, I'm to go ahead without the money tonight. She said she'd settle with me about that later.
Oh, that doesn't sound very good.
You should have heard the way she said it.
Was she angry?
No, Nora. That's the frightening part of it. She didn't seem at all angry. But I'm sure she was inside.
Oh, Crickets, that's the worst kind of being angry, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd much rather have had her scream her head off at me.
Golly, I wonder what she's going to do.
I don't know. But there isn't even time to think about that now. I have to go if I'm to keep my appointment on time.
Oh, golly, Miss Gibbs, I feel just awful about all of this.
Well, I don't know why you should, Nora. It was certainly none of your doing.
But it was, in a way. Freddie didn't take that money to spend on himself. He took it so Daddy could get the dairy started. And he did it for Daddy on account of me.
Nora, it doesn't matter why he did it. The point is that he did do it of his own volition. But even that isn't important. What is important is that he did do it, and it has to be undone somehow.
But it seems as if Mrs. Carlton is going to undo it, and it isn't going to be exactly fun for you.
Well, whatever happens, Nora, I deserve it. I should lose my job over this, and I probably will. Somehow or other, I have to pay Mrs. Carlton the missing $2,000.
With all her money? Oh, that seems a shame. $2,000 can't mean so much to her.
Because she's rich?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it does, Nora. One reason some people are richer than others is that they value money more highly than others.
But, Crickets, what did Mrs. Carlton ever do to earn all her money? I'll bet just anything that was left to her, every penny.
Nora, it isn't right to say that unless you know it. Now, no one knows exactly where Mrs. Carlton did get her money. Maybe she's always had it. Maybe she made it herself. She was very rich when she came to Rossville.
Well, didn't Mrs. Carlton always live here?
No, dear. She was living here when you were born, though. I think she'd been here about 2 years when you were born.
Well, where'd she come from, New York?
I don't know. No one knows. And she's never given anyone a chance to ask.
Oh, Cricket, she's just super mysterious, isn't she?
Well, I wouldn't call her mysterious exactly. Retiring's a better word. Golly, look at the time. I better get out of here.
Well, will you be all right, Miss Gibbs?
Yes, Nora, for the time being anyway. The only immediate worry I have is in regard to that money. And the next move on that is Mrs. Carlton.
Come in, Miss Gibbs.
Thank you, Mr. Blake.
You're right on time. You must have been warned.
Yes, I was.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Must you lock the door?
I prefer locked doors. You don't mind?
I suppose not.
Well, it wouldn't matter if you did. Be seated. We'll talk in a minute.
All right.
We had no trouble getting here?
No, none. I took the back road, as you told me. There were no other cars coming along the way. Well, why are you looking out the window? Won't a light be seen from outside if you pull back the blinds?
Not much of a light when I stand in the way of the lamp. I want to be sure you were not followed here.
I'm very sure that I wasn't.
If you followed my instructions, you weren't. Nasty night out, isn't it?
Yes, very.
I hope you didn't mind having to drive so far out into the country on such a night.
It wasn't a long drive. I made it in 25 minutes.
You left Rossville only 25 minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
You took a chance on being late then, didn't you?
I knew how far it was to here.
But if you'd been delayed on the way, flat tire, motor trouble, traffic, you would have been late. And I might not have been here.
Mr. Blake, I was sure I wouldn't be delayed, and I was sure that you'd wait a few minutes.
You shouldn't be so sure of such uncertain things, Miss Gibbs.
Well, certainly you'd have given me a few minutes grace.
Not one, Miss Gibbs.
Why is property so important to you?
My business is dangerous, Miss Gibbs. Precision is important.
Well, certainly a meeting...
This meeting sets the wheels in motion. This meeting is also a test. I must be sure of you before I agree to do anything you ask.
Well, so far I've kept my part of the bargain.
So far, yes. But we have a great deal more to do, and from here on, what I have to do is unpleasant. I don't care to do it.
Then why do you?
Because you've told me that you'll pay me if I do, and pay me well.
Whatever you ask. That's within reason.
I think $5,000 to begin with is within reason, isn't it?
I think we agreed it was the other evening, Mr. Blake.
And I'll take it now.
There'll be a slight delay in delivering the money.
Oh, no.
Well, there'll have to be a slight delay. I've had a little trouble getting the money together.
Miss Gibbs, I doubt if you're good for $5,000. I've always doubted.
Mr. Blake, I told you that I wasn't wealthy myself, but that I had a little money and was getting the rest of what I need from another source.
Oh.
Quite legitimately. You'll have no trouble spending the money if that's what's worrying you.
What's worrying me right now is getting it. I'll be able to tell later whether or not it's safe to spend. I have ways of testing those things.
You'll get the money tomorrow night.
But I was promised the money tonight. I like promptness, remember.
I know that, but this couldn't be helped. Surely you won't refuse to do the job.
I don't know.
You'll get the $5,000 tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Or will you come here again and tell me it's still tomorrow night?
I will have the money with me tomorrow night.
All right, I'll give you one more chance.
Thank you. Well, have you made your contact?
I said I would.
Have you made it?
Yes.
You're sure it's the right person to see?
I said I'd get to the right person, Miss Gibbs. I got to the right person.
Is he going to cause a lot of trouble?
His business is causing trouble, Miss Gibbs. I don't like the idea of working with him.
But you will.
For $5,000 tomorrow night, and the rest later when the job is over.
You'll get the rest, don't worry. Now, how much will it cost altogether? I mean, what you have to pay this contact you made.
I don't know. He doesn't talk business as easily as I do. He doesn't need money.
And what does that mean?
That means it's going to cost you a lot. He's going to cost you a lot, I mean.
How much?
Much more than you're paying me. You want to forget the whole thing?
No.
It's not too late. I'll just charge $5,000 for my services so far, and you can save the rest.
No, we'll go through with it.
All right. But I want to warn you, Miss Gibbs. Once I make this contact again, there'll be no backing out. You must deliver the money on the line and do and go where you're told, or your health will be slightly impaired.
I realize what kind of men we're dealing with.
Unpleasant men, Miss Gibbs. I have no illusions about myself, but I'm a noble character by comparison. You're sure you want me to go ahead with everything?
I'm positive, Mr. Blake. I'll be here with your money tomorrow night at 9.
Don't you think you ought to ask me whether or not 9 o'clock is satisfactory to me?
I'm sorry. Is it?
Yes, quite.
Well, then why did I have to ask you?
I just want you to know who's the boss from here on, Miss Gibbs. Maybe you're paying me and paying me a small fortune, but I'm not working for you. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
Remember that, Miss Gibbs. And remember to bring that $5,000 with you at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, because if you don't, I'll remember.
How do you do?
Hello.
I'm Carrie Carlton. May I come in?
Mrs. Carlton. Oh, Cricket, yes, come in.
Thank you.
Golly, Mrs. Carlton, Miss Gibbs isn't home.
I'm well aware that Miss Gibbs is not at home. is out on an errand for me, or should be. You must be Nora Williams.
Yes, ma'am.
Splendid. You're just the person I want to talk to. There's no one else at home?
No, Mrs. Carlton. They're all out. I'm here alone, except for the baby.
It's just as I hoped it would be. Where can I sit down and talk to you?
Why, right here in the living room, Mrs. Carlton. You'll have to excuse
me. Please, no apologies for anything, young lady. I didn't expect to walk into a mansion. This chair looks as if it'll suit me. Ah, this is quite satisfactory.
Yes, ma'am.
Young lady, don't stand there and gawk at me. Am I a strange monstrosity? Haven't you ever seen an old woman before?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Carlton, but I've never seen you before, and I've heard so much about you.
Oh, I see. You're expecting me to snort fire and brimstone at the moment, aren't you? Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm quite an ordinary human being.
Yes, ma'am.
And stop agreeing with me. Where's the spark of youth I hear so much about? It's a myth. But never mind about that.
No, ma'am.
I said to stop agreeing. Oh, what's the use? Young lady, do you know who took that $2,000 from Miss Gibbs?
Yes.
Who?
Didn't Miss Gibbs tell you?
No, because I told her not to. But don't answer my question with a question. Who took that money?
Freddie.
Who's Freddie?
Freddie Lang.
Freddie Lang?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Why did he take it?
Oh, crickets, Mrs. Carlton. He did it for a just super and scrumptious reason. You see, my daddy and Freddie have a dairy farm together. It was an old rundown place that they fixed up to look just beautiful. Well, they had everything but a herd. And when they got the herd, it was held up by the railroad because Daddy and Freddie couldn't pay for it. So Freddie just borrowed the money from Miss Gibbs to get the herd. Because without the herd, the dairy wouldn't be any good, and my daddy would have been terribly in debt, and well, everything that was going to be wonderful would have been just awful.
He took the money to buy cows.
Yes, Mrs. Carlton, for Daddy's dairy. Well, Daddy and Freddie are partners. Freddie didn't mean to do anything wrong, Mrs. Carlton. He thought the money belonged to Miss Gibbs, and he thought she wouldn't need it for a long time, and he was going to pay it back, every cent of it. Honestly, he was.
Well, this is very interesting. Good night, young lady.
Oh, Mrs. Carlton, you're not going, are you?
Yes, I found out what I came to find out.
You're angry.
Young lady, anger is a waste of energy. And at my age, I need to conserve the little energy I have.
Yes, ma'am.
Stop agreeing with me. When Miss Gibbs comes in, tell her I want to see her first thing tomorrow morning. It's very important.
Now that Mrs. Carlton knows why Freddie took the money, what will she do? And what will happen in the important meeting of Penny Gibbs and Carrie Carlton tomorrow morning? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, we'd like to have a private word with you. There's something important we want you to know about beef, and it's this. The best beef that's available on today's market is Kroger quality beef. Yes, Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy. And it's your 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Now is the time to serve the dinner that's sure to please everybody. Now is the time to thrill your folks with a delicious beef dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificently thick steak. Soon as you can, visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can buy today. Now your local announcer.